Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome, everyone, to Testimony Tuesdays. This is your host, Mike Malley, along with my co-host, Greg Peterson. And we want to welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, where you are able to give your compliant testimony for us to all listen to and share. We welcome your testimony. So everyone who's on the line, please press 1 if you'd like to get into the queue to give your testimony. We'd love to hear it. No testimony is too great or too small because they're all beneficial to everyone on the call. Compliant testimony means no mention of disease names, common in the medical field, no mention of drug names, or the use of pain, cured, treatment, and so forth. And do not give your own protocols or usage tips because in Beamer there are no protocols, only the Beamer basic plan. So keep it simple and brief, and the symptoms you are experiencing or how they may have been minimized or have disappeared. And if you're an athlete, we'd love to hear, because you can tell us how it's improved your performance and recovery. So just briefly, I'll give my testimony and what Beamer has meant to me. I've had a Beamer for about 4 years. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in my 70s, and I've noticed very, very great amount of energy and stamina. I feel good all the time. I think a sense of well-being. Someone mentioned the other day on another call a calmness that comes, and I can definitely sense that. My co-host, Greg Peterson from sunny California. Greg, welcome, and share with us your testimony, how you got into Beamer, and what it's meant for you.
Hey, Mike, it's great to be on, and hello, everybody. It's great to see that our numbers are climbing rapidly here. Just know that each and every one of you brings a golden nugget, and these are the nuggets that we're going to want to hear from you, because you never know. It might be that missing piece of the pie that a client of another distributor might want to be able to share to help open that door to be able to change their life. So for myself, I learned about the Beamer in June of 2016 when I was a support crew member for the 4-man bicycle race team for the RAM, which is called the Race Across America. And so I watched these 4 guys race all the way from Oceanside, California, all the way to Annapolis, Maryland, and we did this race nonstop. Now, this is a 3,000-mile bike race with over 150,000 feet of climbing, and our guys took turns. It was like a relay type of style. And so we were like a little train going across the road here. And so watching these guys day after day after day riding at the intensity that they were riding, I knew for myself, if I even put in one day like that, it would take me 2 or 3 days to recover. And these guys were coming back each and every day. And I remember, Mike, that when the guys would get done riding, the conviction and the intensity in the voice when the guys would say, listen, after we get done riding, we got to get back to the motorhome. We got to get back on our Beamers. We got to be able to start the recovery. And it was that conviction in their voices is like, wow, there might be something to this. And then after like the 3rd day, I'm like, okay, now there really is got to be something to this, because here I've been a paramedic for over 30 years. And to tell me that, oh, yeah, this magnetic bed thing that they're laying on is going to make a difference, I did not know any of the science. And I was fortunate to have Bill Seekert at the time, who had been the general manager, in the van with me those 5 days. And he's going on and on about, yeah, does this at 10 hertz and this at 30 hertz and all these different things. And I'm just looking at him kind of like a, he's got a third eye going, okay, that's great, but do I turn left or right here? So I just remember how I felt. And I relate that then to when I am talking to people, because you just want to plant the seed. And if they want more information, they are going to ask for that at their speed. So sometimes it takes a little bit to soak in, and other times it's just like, wow, I want to know more. And so after that race, I talked to a couple of the racers, and they told me exactly how it worked for them. And I was like, well, wow, I realized I could buy a brand new bicycle and I might be able to go a little faster, but it really does come down to the motor on the bike. And so I needed to work on that motor some more. And that's why I originally purchased mine. Now, once I started using it right away, I noticed I had much more energy during the day. At that time, I was working in the office for a tax attorney, and normally about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, my eyes would start to feel dry and I'd start to be drooping and slowing down. I started using the Beamer, and you could have swore I was on Red Bull or something all day long and until clock out time. And I don't drink any sodas or energy drinks or anything like that, but I just felt that good. And then I noticed my quality of sleep had increased greatly. And then on my riding, I noticed my recovery. And as they say, it comes down to the three R's, your rest, recovery, and regeneration. And when you allow your body to replenish, because when you're working out or even in daily activities, you are wearing out cells. And those cells need to replenish. Now, do you want them to replenish in a nice, clean, crystal clean swimming pool, or do you want them to replenish in a grungy old swimming pool that looks like it's got algae and dirt and everything like that in it? And that's literally what it comes down to in our bodies, is that ability to replenish those cells, and you want them to be in a nice, healthy environment, and that is where they're going to function the best, i.e., your overall body is going to function the best. And this has been a total game changer for me. I've been using the Beamer now almost, gosh, 4.5 years. And I would never, ever give it back. And I could go on and on about all the other things that how Beamer has helped with me. But I want to be able to hear from other people. And in doing so, with your phones, all you need to do is push the number 1 on your phone, and that will come up on our little screens here, and we will be able to call upon you, and we would love to be able to hear your testimonial. So who you are, where you're at, kind of what you were going through before you got involved with Beamer, then how the Beamer had helped you. Those simple little things will drastically change someone's life out there. And it might seem very simple to you, but you can trust me that there are people that each and every time we have this show, somebody comes back and listens to a recording, and they're like, wow, you know what? Thank God I was able to listen to that, because it helped open up this other individual's eyes a little bit more. They got on it. They have now got a Beamer, and it has changed their life. So all you need to do is push the number 1 on your phone. Otherwise, I'll have to put that thread out there, and you're going to have to listen to Mike and I just talk all day long, and I'm sure you guys don't want to hear that. So let's see if somebody can find that digit and see if they can push the number 1 on their phone and get started. What do you think, Mike?
Well, Greg, we have a lot of people on the call, and surely we'll have some people come on here. You know, I always enjoy listening to your testimony and working with the Ram Race. And one thing I remember, and I've read about the Ram Race, and by the way, there's if you want to see some instances and examples, go to YouTube and put in Beamer Ram, RAAM Race, and you'll see some, you might see Greg's picture in there too. But not only was the Beamer team the winning team, but they set a record and beat all the other teams. And that's a great testimony to Beamer.
That was fun. Now, the first year that we did it, well, the first year that Beamer supported us was in 2016. Now, the team that I was with, they had already done the race a couple times prior. So the year that I did it was their third time. So we did have the advantage of kind of knowing the route. So that four-man team that we did in 2016, not only did we win, but we beat all the eight-man teams, which is unheard of right there.
Exactly.
So 2 years later, Beamer was our primary sponsor, and we actually added four more riders, and so we had eight riders. So I worked with them to help educate them all on how to use the Beamer at least 2 to 3 months prior to the race, because we had a couple people that came on at the last minute to prepare, because we wanted to make sure that they were going to be able to use the sleep mode, which is so important to be able to help with the recovery. So in 2018, when we did the race, not only did we win, but we set two new world records. We set the overall speed going from coast to coast, and we did that in 5 days, 10 hours, and 43 minutes. And then the other part of the record was the average speed. And the original speed was 24.19 miles an hour, and we raised that almost a mile an hour to 24.91 miles an hour. Now, here's the thing. When we say that we broke the record by 2 minutes on the overall time from coast to coast, what people don't realize is the course that we broke the record on was 121 miles longer with over 7,000 additional feet of climbing. So
wow.
We shat the record. And so once again, we had one of our guys that was brand new to Beamer using it, and a couple nights he didn't use the sleep mode. And our riders, they had their little Garmins or computers on their bike, and so they're able to monitor their average speed, how many watts they're putting out, the whole bit. And they noticed with him, his numbers were starting to drop. And they said, listen, you either get on that Beamer or we're going to duct tape it to you at night every down. And so he started using it. And right away, the next day, he was on the top of his game again. And from that point on, he has been totally sold on it. So, but we just know that story because you're going to have clients that get on the Beamer and then they may not use it for a few days because it's so easy to get back into our old habit. But once they start to feel the true difference, that is what really does sell a lot of people. Now for me, I was sold on the science right away, and I did see the results from other people. But everybody's a little different. So you want to be able to share different things that will help open up their eyes. So once again, all you need to do, folks, is push the number 1 on your phone, and then that will open up the line, and then we can call upon you because we want to hear your testimonials, whether it is just extra energy or sleep habits or cognitive capabilities, or I'm able to play with the grandkids again for the first time. Any of those little things are the tidbits that we're looking for that it might help open up the doors for someone else. And that's what really makes a difference, and that's why we call this Testimonial Tuesday. And if we don't have anybody that is going to click on and hit the number 1, we will just end the show call it a day. So we'll give it a couple more
Greg, we'll call it a day. What's interesting, we have a lot of people on the phone, and I know they're enjoying listening to you and me. I say that facetiously, but we want to hear your testimony. And the beauty of all of us sharing here, it's like sitting around the coffee table, you know, you share and I share, and you tell, we just need to hear your testimony, minor though it may be. You might not think it's a great testimony, but something small, something simple, something, you know, I sleep better, like Greg was saying. And it looks like we've got a bunch of open lines now.
Okay.
So whatever we said must have rang a bell, and we're excited to have your testimony. So let's first go to area code 407-421. You're live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, Vic. Good morning. This is Denise Castagnano from Orlando, and I'm hoping this will help some of the newer people. When I first started with my Beamer, and you know how they say to go first week intensity 1, second week intensity 2, third week intensity 3, it
right.
took me 6 months to get off intensity 1. And what I found out was because of all the medication that I had been taking and the, I guess, unhealthy choices that I made in my food sometimes, I was very toxic. So it took that long just on intensity 1 to help cleanse my body out to where then I could move up to intensity 2 and so on and so forth. And now I was able to get all the way up to intensity 6 and then do the whole routine all over again. So I just hope it helps someone who's just getting started, that they don't get discouraged because they can't go past intensity 1 right away.
That is such a great, you know, what was your first name again?
Denise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Denise, that is such a great point that you brought up because, whoop, there goes my little doorbell thing. I hope everybody's enjoying the ringer there. So anyway, what you brought up is so important because we get people that get on it and then they start to get discouraged. The thing is, we have how many years under our belt, how many laps around the sun have we gone? And during that time, your body is continuing to pick up byproducts and toxins. And you think of the medications that we've taken in the past, foods that we've eaten that have different byproducts in them, the air we breathe, the water we drink, even soaps that we put on our skin. All of those things can put toxins into our bodies. And now that shows proof that by using the Beamer, you have now truly got yourself to that crystal clean swimming pool. And remember this too, that our bodies, the cells of our body replenish an average between 5 and 7 years, every 5 to 7 years. So basically every 7 years, you have a brand new body. However, if it's in a grungy green old swimming pool, do you think it's going to replenish in a healthy mode or unhealthy mode? And what diseases could that lead to? So
right.
by continuing to clean, yep, you are cleaning that body out, and you are only going to get healthier and healthier and healthier.
And one more point I would like to make. I am 70 years old now, and I have more energy than I did when I was 50.
Exactly.
That's amazing. The Beamer has helped so much for you. Thank you, Denise. Yeah, we're going to go on to our next caller, but that was beautiful, Denise. We appreciate your being on. Let's now go to area code 713-569. I believe that's in Houston, Texas. You're on Blog Talk.
Hello, it's Sandra in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
So, you know, I thought I would, beyond testimonials, I'm gonna give a commentary. I mean, I've given my testimonial many times, and which is just, you know, what we all say about Beamer, how much we love it and how great we feel and how great we sleep and how much energy we have, and peace of mind, you know, during this time, the peace of mind that I've had knowing I have a Beamer is a world of difference of not living in fear. So I wanted to make a reference point just for people to be cautious of is that I've had the experience because I'm out with the polo players, And, you know, they can fall. They can have a little whatever. And I always have my Beamer. But one, and just in general, is being careful of that when there's an incident and somebody has something, they tend to then associate, this is what I've learned, is they begin to associate that, well, you only need to do this when you hurt yourself. And so I'm becoming aware of that linkage that is made, even though one tries to educate, and just kind of wanted to share that little insight for anybody else who may be listening, and any tips or ideas that we have to steer away from that, because I think that's what happens, is that we tend to know somebody with a problem and address that problem, and not as much as the overall effectiveness of what Beamer's going to do.
That's a great point you're bringing up, Sandra, because I know for myself, once again, working as a medic, I would go out on different clients that might throw out their backs, for example. And a lot of times they consider that what's called a macro injury. Hey, you know, I'm picking up that box and bang, my back goes out. But the reality of it is it's all the other times that lifted those boxes, and they've created what's called micro injuries, little tiny, maybe little fractures or creating some little micro damages that finally lead up to something. So if you're using this on a regular basis, you're really taking care of those little micro items that might be going on underneath the surface of the water, per se, kind of like the iceberg principle, and you might be heading things off at the pass. And so that's a great point of what you brought. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, I sort of felt, I began to feel like I might be shooting myself in the foot and with that, and so I'm kind of going, okay, I must move beyond that. Oh yeah, you had this fall, you have this injury, you have this, but it's more than that, you know.
It's every day. Absolutely.
And, you know, I want to add one thing before you take the next call. I was really happy to hear you talking about Race Across America. We have so many good tools today. But I love to tell the story of Race Across America. I think it is one of the biggest. I don't know why it's not in the back office. I don't know why, you know, it's not talked about anymore as much, except for among people that have been around longer. But I find it to be one of our most valuable stories that lets people, just lets everybody see it for themselves. Like, oh, you know, and they love the story.
Well, we might have some more good stories coming about here down the road. So I will just leave it at that.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt. I'm just glad to hear you talking about it.
You bet. You bet. All right, Senator. Let's get to our next caller. Thank you again. And our next caller here, Mike. Yeah, I'll let you announce the next caller, Mike.
Well, let me add one quick thing because we've got several callers in the queue. But starting May the 6th, and you'll hear about this gentleman. He's going to run across America from California to Washington, D.C. In 100 days, 30 miles a day. He's 77 years old. He's a Beamer user. He swears by the Beamer, says it helps him immensely. And his name is Stan Cottrell. So look up for his story coming soon. Our next caller is, thank you, Sandra. Our next caller is from area code 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk. Welcome.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Bridget from California. I feel kind of like Sandra from Houston, but I didn't have people calling in, so I thought, okay, I'm here on my Beamer. I'll call in. Good to hear you, and great points raised on the call today. I've called in many times and told my testimonial, but I've been using Beamer for almost 4 years, and I'm also a senior citizen, And I, too, feel a couple of decades younger having Beamer in my life, which is so important. I don't feel my age, honestly, and I don't think I look it either, so that's really nice.
Bridget, how long do you think it took you to feel?
Oh, it didn't take
good.
Me long at all. I was in good shape. I've always, you know, exercised well, taken care of myself, eating good food. But I had an old ski accident that caught up with me 4 years ago, and I had to have a hip replacement surgery. And I discovered Beamer because in seeking a way to avoid the surgery, I was looking at stem cell, and I was talking with a specialist in stem cell therapy. I was not a candidate, but as an orthopedist, and he said, no, you can't avoid the surgery, but what you want to do is for the rest of your life, especially on that joint, you want to make sure you maintain optimal blood flow to maintain healthy bone integrity and reduction of the possibility of infection. So I thought, well, I started searching on the Internet. It was pretty quick, and I found a wonderful doctor speaking about Beamer, although not Beamer, but PMF, and I contacted her, and that was Beamer. And so I got my Beamer right after my surgery, and it just helped me heal so well. And my main sport is distance swimming. So I had my surgery in October, and that following summer in May, I was swimming with such incredible strength, my ability to really oxygenate well while you're swimming. I was amazed. I just had such great strength and endurance. And I thought, you know, because when you have that kind of a surgery, you're knocked off your feet for a while. It takes a while to get your walk back, your muscular back, and all of that, but boy, it made a huge difference in my recovery and my performance going forward.
That is awesome, Bridget. I tell you what, Mike, we are bringing on some people that are bringing up some great points. And Bridget, when you mentioned that, our bodies were made to move. And if they don't, that's where we start to go downhill. And when you can use the Beamer, and I know I've had different clients that I've got them on the Beamer, and beforehand they're like, no, I'd like to be able to get out and start walking just to try to get off some of this darn weight, but I can't even get out and walk right now. And we get them started, and now all of a sudden the discomfort that they've been having that's been restricting them from doing that, they're now able to take that literally that first step, and they're able to get out there. And then that leads to other items that they're able to start to do, and it literally turns their life around. That simple thing. And it improves the quality of their life. And what is that worth to somebody?
You know, one of the things, I had never had any physical issues, really. But prior to the surgery, when my hips started to go and I started to experiencing that limiting discomfort, I mean, it got to the point where I could not walk into the lake where I swam because of the discomfort. And I had to live with that for about a year, and the discomfort was progressive, and especially in the latter months before the surgery. And you don't realize that because you're in it, but the stress of that discomfort, on your emotions, it really wears you down. You're not aware of it so much. So after the surgery and then after my recovery and then starting to use Beamer, I noticed that elevation in Bridget's back again. My mood is back again. I'm feeling good again, you know, almost on a soul level. It affects, you know, the whole vagal tone, et cetera. So the emotional relief that you get from having wonderful optimized blood flow at Beamer is something that is, to me, it's essential.
That is so.
Bridget, you spread.
Go ahead,
you,
Mike.
You said it so well, Bridget. And another thing, you said that the pain was progressive, and with the Beamer, the recovery and the feel good is progressive. The longer you have your Beamer, the longer we're on Beamer, that, like Greg said, the better our cells are, healthy cells beget healthy cells. And beautiful testimony. Thank you. So we have, Greg, we've got a lot of people on here. We'll try to get to everyone. So let's now go to area code 310415. You're live on Blog Talk.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Randy Hood up here in Canada. I hope everybody's having a great day. How are you all doing?
We're just great. It's so good to hear from you. You're one of the real leaders in Canada.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm just doing my workout. I'm just a little out of breath here, but just in the middle of my workout. But I got to say, you know, I used to be a professional skier back in the 70s out of Sun Valley, Idaho. And what was interesting, I've had a Beamer coming up 6 years now. So 6 months after I got it, I went skiing in Mammoth. And, you know, I've been skiing Mammoth for 45 years. And it used to take me 2 to 3 days to get acclimatized to basically go from the beach to 11,000 vertical feet. And what I found after having my Beamer for 6 months, I was able to go to Mammoth, ski hard 3-4 days in a row, not be affected by altitude, which is amazing. And I think that's because of the increased oxygen. And that's why so many great athletes are getting, you know, such great results with our product. And what I found after 3 days, I didn't have stiffness or lactic acid anymore, which was amazing. So it's, to me, you know, because of that, I've got literally some of the top athletes in the world, skiing, snowboarding, golf, cycling, and, you know, this product makes such a difference for athletes. So, you know, I love it, and thanks for doing this, the blog talk, both of you. Really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, Randy. You know, last week on the call when we heard from the professional snowboarders and the extreme sports, I thought that video that Dr. Burka did with them was utterly amazing. I can't wait to see the video when it's in our distributor library.
Oh, yes. You know, I mean, that you can go to any weekend warrior or all the way up to Olympic athletes and get them on the Beamer, and what they'll see is better performance, just like what you were talking about, Greg, with, you know, the race across America. You know, I was kind of around for all of that and watched what happened, and it was amazing. I mean, literally for that type of performance to happen, Greg, you must have, I know you weren't even a Beamer person, I don't think, or that's how you learned about Beamer. I didn't hear it, but I think that's what it was. And, you know, when you think, you must have been blown away at the results that these people were getting.
Yeah. It's just unheard of. And like you, Randy, just the simple things that I notice for myself and the little challenges I'm doing for myself right now is I'm doing a little push-up challenge. And to recognize, like, the number of military that commit suicide every day, there was a challenge where you would do 22 push-ups every day for 22 days. Well, I took it to a whole new level. So now, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I started off doing 20 push-ups every hour on the hour, starting at 7 in the morning, and I end at 8 o'clock at night. And I started doing 20 push-ups. Well, then I figured, you know what? I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to increase that by 5 push-ups every set each week. Well, this week, I am up to 60 push-ups every hour on the hour, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'm going to keep going because I want to see how far I can go. And I just feel phenomenal. It is, I am having so much fun with it. I would have never, ever been able to do that before. And I owe it all to the Beamer. It is amazing.
Wow, fantastic.
That's amazing.
Well, great job.
Greg, I think.
And you, thanks.
Randy, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was just saying great job there, Greg. And that's quite interesting. You know, as we say, you know, if people don't have discomfort in their body and they're athletic, do the push-up test. And I'm sure you've talked about this. And, you know, you do have somebody do push-ups to failure, get them on the Beamer for 8 minutes, get them down to do another set, and usually people can do the same amount of reps or in some cases be able to do more reps the second set, which is not normal. So that's another way to sort of show athletes, especially, that this thing is helping them perform better.
Exactly. Yeah, and imagine this, Randy, when we go to do we're going to be at the Iowa State Fair this year, and we will have a few young gentlemen come in, and we'll be doing that push-up challenge. And I'm going to ask them, do you think this old man can do more push-ups than you? So it's going to be a fun.
That's great. You'll be able to do 150 and keep going. So that's awesome.
That's
great,
right.
Great job. All right. Thanks. For everything you all do.
Randy, thank you so much for being on. It was great hearing from you. Let's go to our next caller, area code 541-968. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm from Sia, Oregon, and I just realized that this month, very soon, I will have had my Beamer for 3 years. And the testimonial I want to give this morning is one that I think I've given before, but it just this week just really reiterated the point, and that is I got chilled when I was mowing the lawn. I'm 65. I was mowing the lawn, and I got chilled, and I got a cold, not COVID. And I seem to do much better in dealing with this cold. But while I had it these last few days, I stopped using my Beamer on my head. And I didn't think anything about it until yesterday when I started having to use my brain. And it wasn't working properly. I could not remember why I went into the bedroom. I couldn't remember anybody's name. I couldn't remember what day it was. And I'm going, oh, man, what's wrong with me? And then I remembered, okay, I wasn't using the Beamer properly. I mean, how I'd been using it. And now I found out it takes 3 days of not using it that I start having mental decline. Then the second testimony is I had a tree guy come and cut a whole bunch of branches off my tree yesterday after being sick for a week. I spent 4.5 hours pulling these branches and cutting limbs off of them and doing it. When I came in, I thought, I'm going to be so sore tomorrow, which is today, that I won't be able to move. And so I did my Beamer on program 3. Oh, I don't know if I can say that. Well, anyway, I did it on the high. And this morning I got up and I forgot that I did all that work yesterday. So such a blessing, such a blessing, such a blessing.
That's awesome, Sharon. Yeah, remember, we don't want to give out, personal protocols or anything like that, because we have our basic plan that we use. But just saying that you use the Beamer to follow up after exerting yourself like that, and it's no different than like when Randy was skiing and he exerted himself, and you build up that lactic acid in your system because of all the byproducts of that cellular metabolism. Now you got to get that stuff flushed out of there, because you got to get, it's kind of like out with the bad, in with the good. So we want to make sure to clean things out and then get the good stuff in there. And that's where the recovery part comes. And that's why it all comes down to blood flow at that microcirculatory level. And remembering that 74% of our bodies is microcirculation, feeding over 100 trillion cells in our bodies. So we want to make sure that we keep things nice and clean and get the recovery. So, Sharon, thank you so much for sharing there. And we're going to move on to our next caller. We've got like about 5 minutes left, so let's see if we can get a couple more in here.
Yeah, I think we might be able to, Greg. Let's go to area code 602-299. Welcome to Blog Talk.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
I just started. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
really speaking. Yeah, I just started Beamer about 3 weeks ago, and I never put 5,000 into a machine in my life. I would never do that. And I've been in natural medicine, basically, you know, studied in Beijing back in 85. But I tried the Beamer, you know, and had a demonstration from it. And I never had the energy that I had that day after using the Beamer. I don't know if it was 100% Beamer, but I felt never had the energy like that in my life. I'm a third degree black belt. So, I mean, every day I feel better and better and better. I know health, and I knew to buy the machine. So, I mean, it's just been fantastic. I also have a bad knee from karate, and it gave out the other day, and I put on the pad, you know, exactly on the spot where it went down. The swelling went down immediately. I still have a little pain in the knee, but that day the knee was like 80% better. And I just think it's a blessing to have it in my life. And that's all I have to say right now. And I know
that's
health.
Awesome.
No energy. That's awesome.
Isn't it amazing? And that's where we say, number one, we don't say the word pain. We can say discomfort, but pain is considered a medical term. And we are the lay public. And that's why. But that, what was your first name again?
My name's Rob.
Rob, it's so great to meet you. And, yeah, so a third-degree black belt, congratulations on that. So we're expecting you to get your fourth degree now after this because you're going to have more energy. And I think your kicks are going to be a little higher, and you're going to be breaking a few more of those one-inch number two pines here before long.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to be a new part of the family, and I really want to sell something that's heartfelt and really makes a difference. So anyways, I'm all in.
Thank you. And remember, we never sell Beamer. All we do is have to share it. That's it.
No, it's helping people. I'm a helper. Big. I love to help people improve their life. Put it that way. Is that okay?
This will be the best thing that you've done. Yep. Congratulations.
No, Greg, I'm just agreeing with you, Greg. Rob had a great testimony, and it was great to hear from him. We've got a couple more. Let's try to get to them quickly. 586-354, you're live in Blog Talk. Welcome. Area code 586. We might not be able to hear him, Greg. Let's go to area code 360774. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
We can.
My name is Catherine Kane, and I'm from Port Townsend, Washington. And I've had my Beamer now for... Hi. Thank you both for everything you do with this call. It's so helpful. But I wanted to share my experience. I heard about the Beamer from a friend and was happy for her results, but not thinking that it was anything I needed until my husband broke his leg. And that's the reason I got the Beamer, and the results were wonderful. What I didn't expect, because I considered myself very, very healthy, and I was convinced by my daughter to go to her gym to do her kettlebell classes, that it would be good for my upper body strength at my age. So I had been going to kettlebells and thought, well, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I don't have a need for that. But as if my body needed to show me that I needed it, I was on a hike, and I took a phone call.
Catherine, we have about 20 seconds left.
Okay, the result was I have benefited from injury to both knees. I was able to put a new roof on my studio building last summer, and I am 79 years old. So I encourage people, no matter what your age, you can get better as you get
older.
There
you go. Catherine, we're going to have to let you go. Please call back next week also, Catherine. I want to hear more of your story. We're running short on time here, but I want to thank you so much, and I definitely want to hear more from you there. So with that, Mike, I want to thank everybody for helping out today. You are the ones that made this show possible. And so let's get back here next Tuesday. Let's hear more, and we will see you next week. Take care, Mike.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Greg. Bye, everybody.